Now, the reason we're going to talk to Uffe Bodin from Sweden is Elias Pettersson. He is lighting it up for the Växjö Lakers, and Uffe is on the line right now. First of all, good evening. I know it's evening time for you, Uffe, in Sweden and Stockholm. Thanks for giving us some time here.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. It's about 7:30 here in the evening, so I'm at the game here in Stockholm between Djurgården and Skellefteå in the SHL.
Yeah, and Djurgården. See, I grew up in Sweden, so I know all about the Djurgården team. They were my favorite hockey team growing up, and Espen Knutsson was a heck of a player for that team back in the day.
Yeah, before he came an NHL star. I even think he played an All-Star game, right?
Yeah, he did. He did. And Christian Dubé, the defenseman back there, was a huge fan. I was a big fan of his too growing up. So it's kind of funny going back.
Oh, that's a really cool trivia right there.
Right? That's a good trivia question. See, I got the Djurgården trivia all wrapped up if anybody wants to come at me with that. But the reason we have you on, Uffe, is because Elias Pettersson, fifth overall pick by the Canucks in 2017, he is really lighting up. He had 5 points last night. How good is this kid?
Well, I don't really know where to start. Of course, we had high expectations because he played so good last year with Timrå of Hockey Allsvenskan, which is the second league. But I don't think anyone ever imagined he would be good this fast in the SHL because it's one step. I mean, it's one step up. It's a faster league. He's playing against better players, and he's been exceptional. Last night was just, I don't know, he dominated every shift he was on the ice. I mean, he had two breakaways he missed, so he could have had 5 goals easily in that game. It was insane.
So in terms of his talent level, and you've seen a lot of good Swedish players throughout the years, who does he remind you of?
You know what? He played with Timrå last season. He wears number 40 on his back, and a certain captain of the Detroit Red Wings has the same history. Of course, wears number 40 and used to play with Timrå before he came a star in the NHL. So Henrik Zetterberg is the obvious answer for me. I mean, Zetterberg is such a good two-way player, and I think Pettersson is only 18, so he's not there yet. But I think from what I've seen, like the smartness and the on-ice IQ, he has everything that Zetterberg has. So it's going to be really interesting following down the line.
Hey, Uffe, with the NHL denying its players from going to the Olympics in Korea for 2018, it's going to change the landscape of hockey in the tournament because of the fact that you've got to fill out your rosters with players who aren't playing in North America. With that in mind, are we crazy to think that maybe Elias Pettersson would be on that radar?
Funny thing, actually, the Swedish head coach, Rickard Grönborg, was at the game last night and just saw what Elias Pettersson did there. And he got asked afterwards, is this a guy that you could think of? And he said, definitely. But first and foremost, it's the World Juniors for him in Buffalo right after Christmas there. So that's the first step for him. But, I mean, if he continues to play like this, he's obviously going to be in the conversation.
That's impressive stuff at 18 years old. Now, what also jumps out on the page for me is that with the Växjö Lakers, I mean, Elias Pettersson leading the team in scoring. He's got 14 points in 12 games. He's 18. The second highest leading scorer, Jani Pessinen, is 35. I mean, that's just mind-blowing stuff. And he had a 5-point performance in his last game. This guy just oozes talent, does he not?
Yeah, he does. And I was looking at the stats right before this. And if you look throughout SHL history, there's not a lot of junior players at that age that has produced a point per game. And the only two guys that has had a higher pace in their production before Elias. And, of course, it's early in the season, so, I mean, you're not going to draw any fast conclusions here. Mm-hmm. But that's Peter Forsberg and Kent Nielsen. And we all know what they did during their careers. So, obviously, it's in good company right now, that's for sure.
Yeah, anytime your name is linked to FAPA, that's a good way to go. I want to ask you about Pettersson and his weight. The big knock against him in North America when he was drafted was that he's just not big enough yet. Has he put on any extra pounds? Does he look strong on his skates for you?
I mean, compared to last season, I think he's made some progress there, but there's still ways to go for him. That's the only thing I'm concerned about. It's like especially internationally, when the games get more physical, he seems to, I don't know if he's intimidated. I think that's a stretch it a bit, but I think games where there's more physicality, he tends to disappear. I saw this at the World Juniors in Montreal last year, where, you know, we had high expectations of him, but he couldn't get it going. And I think partly was the opponents played a pretty physical game against him. And same thing this summer in the World Junior Showcase in Plymouth, Michigan. He kind of disappeared, didn't have any points in the games he played with Sweden there. So I think a big, big thing for him and his development going forward is he's going to need to get stronger and bigger.
We're talking to Uffe Bodin here with Satin John of Sportsnet 650. Uffe covers a Swedish hockey league in Sweden. Now, just one more question on Elias Pettersson before we move on to other players. What is sort of the buzz around him in Sweden right now? Because I've heard from people to say if he had an extra 10 or 15 pounds on his body ahead of this draft, he would have been in contention to go first overall. Do people look at Elias Pettersson as being a legitimate elite talent at 18 years old?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he has all the skills. I mean, the thing is, he deals with the puck and you know, just the way he thinks the game and how fast he reacts out there. I think it's safe to say that he has elite talent. So yeah, if he had those extra pounds, because he's a pretty tall kid. I think he's at least 6'2", maybe 6'3". So if he had those extra pounds, I think for sure he scouts would probably have been even more intrigued by his talent.
And one other Canuck prospect I want to ask you about, it is Jonathan Dahlin. Now, he's back in Timrå.
Yeah.
He had a fantastic year in Timrå last year. Now, he had mono, and there's question about where he's going to end up later on this season. He could end up in the Swedish Hockey League. But how good is Jonathan Dahlin, and how excited should Canucks fans be over his progress and his potential?
I mean, considering that he hadn't played for such a long time, that he lost a lot of time with his bout with the mono, I think no one expected him to be this good this early. I think it probably was a wise decision from him to go back to Timrå, where he is comfortable, where he knows the coaches, he knows his teammates and everything. So I think it's a good first step, and we'll see here how long he stays there. I think the rumor has been that he will end up in the SHL sooner than later, maybe. It all depends on probably how he feels and what the Canucks organization feel, what they think is best for him. But I wouldn't be too surprised if just in a month or two he'll be in the SHL in one of the teams there, and hopefully, you know, get going in a bigger role there as well.
Uffe, I just want to get your thoughts on some Canadians who are currently playing in the SHL, because, of course, they might be in consideration for the Canadian national team in the Olympics. I'm trying to browse the SHL website. Unfortunately, I'm having trouble because I don't read Swedish. I'm not Sat, my co-host here, who actually grew up in Sweden. Can you tell us about any of the top-performing Canadians in Sweden right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm watching Rene Bork this evening here, and he's had a really good start to the season. Played with the Colorado Avalanche last year. Didn't get a new shot in the NHL, so he's here with Djurgården in Stockholm playing, and he's been, I think, kind of delightful surprise, actually, because, I mean, he's 36 years old. He has played in North America his whole career, so I thought it would be tough for him to get acquainted with the Swedish league at that age. But it's been kind of a seamless transition for him, and he's been scoring a lot and, you know, being a leading player for them. So I wasn't too surprised that he was that he became a part of the Karjala tournament roster now that Sean Burke presented. And we also have Derek Roy of Linköping, who had a tremendous NHL career for a while there, but he's also been really good, a really good playmaker. So I think those two veterans are probably the top two guys right now.
And one final question before I let you go, and it has to do with Boqvist and Rasmus Dahlin. We want to talk about two young defensemen with a lot of potential. How franchise-changing could those two players be if they end up getting drafted 1 and 2 overall in the 2018 NHL entry draft?
Yeah, oh boy. I mean, Rasmus Dahlin, I mean, Erik Karlsson is probably the best defenseman that Sweden produced, maybe alongside Nick Lidström. But I think what Rasmus Dahlin is doing at this age, I mean, it's I never seen a Swedish player of that age be that dominant. I mean, he's doing things in the SHL that you don't see anyone really do. So, I mean, if he continues to develop like he has. I mean, the sky is the limit for that kid. He's just oozing talent. Boqvist, I haven't seen him as much. He's mostly played in the junior league. But I guess when it comes to style, I think he's more reminiscent of Erik Karlsson, actually, a bit of a smaller defenseman. Dahlin also has, obviously, the high-end skill, but he's a bit bigger, and I think he's going to turn into a really good two-way defender as soon as he develops his defense a bit. But, yeah, for sure, I mean, those two, they're extremely talented.
Hey, Uffe Bodin, follow Uffe at Uffe Bodin on Twitter. Great stuff. Really appreciate it. Tack så mycket.
Tack ska ni ha.
Great stuff, my friend. Hopefully we'll get you on again and get further progress on Canucks prospects and everything else going on in the Swedish Hockey League.
Anytime, guys. Thank you so much for having me.